All right, so your vaccination cards, if you have one, you know what it looks like. If you don't have one and you're going to get vaccinated, they will, of course, give you one. A couple of tips all over the internet. They're telling you, and Carrie, you probably have heard these, take a picture of it. Not to post on social media.
No, you're not supposed to do that at all.
Right. So you're supposed to take a picture of it front and back, and each time it gets updated, you know, like you get your second shot, if you have one of those kind, forms, take a picture of it every time. And then they also tell you, take that picture and email it to yourself.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you can always have a copy of it when you go through your email of, you know, emails that you've sent, or you can put it somewhere in a special folder in your email, so you always have a copy of it.
It's a good idea.
The thing you should not do, according to many people I've been reading on Twitter, is laminate it. A lot of people.
Why did they say that?
Not
laminate it.
Because, okay, let's say you get your vaccination today and you go laminate your card. When you go back to get another vaccine, you can't write on it. They can't do anything because it's laminated.
Well, but what about when you're done?
Now.
After you've had your
two doses.
Set. Yeah.
Okay. At that point, there might be a booster that's needed, you know, for a strain that they're working on in a year from now. So you take your card, you go back, get your booster, whatever it's going to be. But whether they have it or not, you won't be able to if you laminate your card like that. So that's one of the things that to consider.
But
so
as weird of a size as they are.
Yeah. That's the other
but
thing.
But it's good. I'm feeling like a lot of these cards are going to get folded.
Exactly.
And crinkled and wrinkled. And
that's the other thing. The size of these cards. Couldn't they make them standard? You can't put them in your pocket. You can't put them in a wallet. They're just a weird size. I'm not here to complain about it. I'm just pointing it out.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that we even created a Real American Hero segment just for the size
this
of the card.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Designed the Vaccination Card. You designed the card that says, I've been vaccinated. But for some reason, you made a card with the same dimensions as a slice of bread, and it doesn't fit in a wallet.
How am I supposed to cart this thing around?
I need a briefcase to carry this thing.
Have you ever seen a credit card? No.
So when you see a guy looking on in pride as scores of Americans buy wheelbarrows to more easily haul their vaccination card, that guy is just admiring his own inconvenient work. He's Mr. Guy Who Designed the Vaccination Card, a real American hero.
The guy who designed the vaccination card.
This will help bring back the fanny pack.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.